couldn't look at Rabbi Shmuel on Purim. On Purim was revealed how much Rabbi Shmuel is cleaved to the Rebbe, to Rabbi Nachman. How much he feels and appreciates the fact that he's close to Rabbeinu. It was also the only day a year where he tried to get people close to the Rabbeinu. Once, when he was drunk, some chassid, and not a Breslev, walked into the shul. The Breslev shul. So Shmuel grabbed him and said, "You're a chassid of from the Talas Aram, Rabbi?" "Yeah. I love your Rebbe, he's a big tzaddik. I love your way. You're the people who guard Yerushalayim. You have tznius. If there's any tznius in this generation, it's in your group." It is. Right? They're very strong.
What Christmas is?
Todas Alan. Big building here on the right side, Nesha, the first building on the right, second building. Todas Alan. Very famous. But, Shmuel said, after all, if you want to have a complete eternal fix, you have to be better than. One day on Purim, came to Rabbi Shmuel, his son-in-law, Fuchs, always in Shimon Tzadik, you could see him, with another boy. He asked him, "Where did he learn?" "I learned in Satmer." "Satmer? Oh, Satmer! Psh, your Rebbe, Rabbi Yoeli, is a huge Tzadik! Unbelievable! He made Judaism in America! He's the one who made Judaism after the war! He brought many Jews closer to the Yiddishkeit, the Hashem. It's all true. But the complete eternal fixing is only by Rabbi Nachman." Many Satmers, they come to Uman for Rosh Hashanah, you should know. Bjorn of Satmer, Chatzal, he loved Rabbeinu. He spent money from his own pocket to print out the Tikkun Maran and Tikkun HaKlali to give out. He loved every single Jew, even though he's very, very against Zionism, But he loved every single Jew, and when there was war and soldiers died, he cried for every soldier and for every Jew that got hurt. He died for every Jew. He loved every Jew. He was a real burning for Hashem, not because of politics or garbage. Every Purim, Shmuel used to cleave to one Torah Rabbeinu. And from that, he used to go to the whole pool, talk about it, speak about it, scream it, cry it. In the house of Avumaleh, his Rebbe, in Katamon, used to go, when they were in Katamon, the whole day used to... Another story, one Purim was Friday, and so Shmuel, he was completely drunk, of course, that is davening Maariv. And we say the Takneinu Be'eitom Fanecha, we say Posh Manesra, give us good advice. We say every day, we say also on Erev Shabbos. The last breath of Posh Manesra. Give us good advice from in front of you, from you. And Shmuel was screaming, Takneinu Be'eitom. For hours, he was drunk. He was drunk. For hours, he's screaming this. He's drunk from the morning. Okay, how long did you stay drunk? 4 hours? 5 hours? You fall at a certain time. You go to sleep, right? When did I get drunk this before? 2 o'clock in the afternoon. By 8, I was out. 6 hours. No, how much did you do? He's from the morning, and hours after the night. And he's screaming, he's in Hashem. Another story. Another story from in the morning of Purim, his grandson, the Malamot Frank, they all escorted the Rabbi Yitzchak from the this house from the Bismedesh after the Suda in the morning. People say, why are you escorting me? Go to Shmuel on this holy day. He by him is what to see. So they told him, we told him, Shmuel is not letting us go in. So it's like, even to stand next to the door and listen is worth it to stand by Shmuel's door and listen to him on Puri. Then Rabbi Yitzchak turned to his grandson and said, "But you're a grandson, then for sure go in. Go to your grandmother and they'll let you in." So I went up to the house. And the past Shavuot was Shmini, and Shmuel started asking a question and stuff. When he thought, Shmuel thought that the grandson left the house, he started saying, "Tikkun HaKlali," and then he says, "It says Tikkun HaKlali, fix my soul." He started trying. Oh, Tati, fix my soul. He started crying, fix my soul. This is the biggest tzaddik of the generation. Fix my soul. He's crying, because I sinned to you. I'm such a sinner. He said it was an awesome thing to see. He gets stronger and stronger. He said it was the strongest light of Purim, this grandson said, which I ever felt. Because this grandson just married off his son last week. His first son. I learned with a bunch of grandchildren and two of his children at night.
So this is his fourth generation now.
He has already the fifth generation, sixth generation. Yeah, his sons have great grandchildren already. He has a son of 60. His five great grandchildren. Mm-hmm. Five great grandchildren. He's marrying off now. Second to last child. But he has already five great grandchildren. What? You get married 18. You begin getting married 18. And your grandchildren are getting married 18. So by 60, by 55, you can be a great grandfather. Why not? I'm planning on that also. You get married 18. I still get married 18. So that's when I'm 36, I'll be a great grandfather. 18 years later, what is that? 58? And if it's a daughter, even less. It's worth it, no?
Absolutely.
Telling you, I look at my mother-in-law. She has five children. Four married, with a lot of kids. We have four, three. And she has a brother who's not religious. She's a tshuva. The other brother is not religious. And he has two daughters. And then the third is, I'm not married. Very sad, you know, he's already white. It's the age of being a grandfather, right?
Is he the left of Israel?
You have grandchildren?
Pardon?
You have grandchildren?
Two.
Two, you told me, yeah. You have grandchildren out there?
Oh, that reminds me.
Four single sons.
Amen, they're dying for them.
My.
All how you son, raise them, that's the thing.
My son and daughter-in-law need a bracha from Rebbe. From the Rav.
Tell them if they go to Uman, they don't have kids. Promise them. Tell your son that if he goes to Uman, I have children for lunch. Okay? It's a much bigger bracha than a Rav. Just. not minimizing a Rav. I'm making the Rebbe big. Tell him. You'll tell him?
I'll tell him that if you go to Uman, you'll get a bracha.
That's the biggest bracha.
Yeah.
You go to Uman, he asks by the Rebbe, you want to have children? So, I think we're out of time. So, hopefully we have some great stories.